listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your Pilbara and Kimberley local briefing. A Pilbara pastoralist plans to fight the federal government's planned live sheep export ban. Michael Thompson, who owns Munda Station about 100 k southwest of Port Hedland, hopes to raise $100 million to fund the campaign. He says he's standing up for farmers and the rest of the community.
For anyone out there that doesn't think that banning live export or any effect on any business in Australia affects everyone's lifestyle. So we all contribute to the way we live in Australia, and farmers are no different. We all contribute.
A man has avoided serious injury after a shark encounter near Karratha. The man, believed to be in his 30s, received non-life-threatening injuries near Delta Island around 7 o'clock last night. The Department of Primary Industries is investigating. The Port Hedland home where three children were found dead earlier this year has been demolished. Their mother has pleaded guilty to murder and criminal damage by fire and will face court next month. The Department of Communities consolidated with local residents before making the decision. It's still unclear when cars will be able to cross the Fitzroy River, with main roads currently investigating options. The service is in full swing for pedestrians, though, running from 7 to 9am, then on the hour from 9 to 3pm. It can take people from both the East and the West Banks. To local sport, the Adelaide Crows will appeal Halls Creek product Shane McAdam's 3-game suspension. The forward was banned for rough conduct over his bump at the weekend on an opposition player. An appeal hearing is likely to go ahead tonight. And the first week of finals in the Karratha men's basketball starts tonight. NSBC Warriors play the Karratha Cats at 7 o'clock. Then it's Flames Grey up against Mayunga Magic at 8:40. Get down to the Leisureplex to support your team. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.